Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
So you're right today?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I'm a little bit tired. But
did you get stuck in the snow?
No, I didn't. No.
I didn't.
I had a very nice afternoon at the BBC football Christmas party.
Did you?
Yeah. Which we all had to pay for before anybody asked.
Any goss?
Any goss? No, except when I got the invite, nobody told me the dress code, so I was the only one...
In a tracksuit.
Who wasn't in a suit and tie. I didn't go in a tracksuit. I went in a full football strip.
I thought it would be all sports gear.
That's right, we all go in a different sportsman. But it's a bit embarrassing, that, isn't it, when everybody else is in a suit and you're not.
What, were you wearing that cardigan?
Yeah.
Oh.
With a different T-shirt.
Oh, right. Someone that didn't make it in today is Becky, but she's on the phone. Hello?
Hello.
Snow day.
OMG. Yesterday, I spent the entire day in the car, I think.
Yeah, because we've got a picture message that you sent, the one that doesn't speak, in the afternoon going, yay, we've got loads of snow.
Yeah.
And a really nice picture.
That was when I still liked it.
Yeah. And then about 3 hours later, another text saying, yeah, I'm still in traffic.
Mm-hmm.
So, what actually happened yesterday, please?
Well, I left work about 1, and then we drove home, and then about 2:30 it started snowing, and then we got stuck in the same position for about 6 hours, and then we moved at about 2 miles an hour for about 3 hours. So I think I was in my car for about 9 hours, and I finally got home about 11:30.
And how far away from Radio 1 do you live in miles?
About 35, so it would normally take about 45 minutes to an hour on the motorway.
And what time did you finally get in last night?
About 11:30. And people were still in their cars, it was ridiculous.
Oh.
I hated it. And then I got a message on Twitter from Chappers going, woo, I bet this is just an excuse to get the day off. I was like I'd spend the afternoon in the car just to get the day off.
Well, you would. And you have.
So you're not here today. Can I just ask you, I know you got in at 11:30 last night. How exactly did that stop you from coming in this morning?
Because there's, seriously, you can't use the road because people that didn't get home have just literally just stopped their cars, parked up, and now there's just loads of abandoned cars everywhere.
God, it's bad.
I really wanted to go around them and draw rude things in the ice, but then I thought, no, that's really childish.
But this happened to Davina McCall the other day. She had to sleep in her car.
There's pictures all over it from me.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Davina McCall had to sleep in her car.
Yeah, loads of people have, I think, overnight.
It's
because
really bad.
Yeah.
I had to knock on someone's door to use the loo, and she answered the door, and she was like, need the loo? I was like, oh, yeah, how did you know? She was like, oh, there's been loads through today. You should start charging.
Really?
So did you have to pay her?
No, I didn't, bless her. But can I just say thank you to all the people that came out with, sweets and biscuits and tea and stuff, and were just handing them out. They'd obviously just raided their cupboards. One woman came out with a load of breadsticks. She was like, I'm sorry, this is all I've got. But
what, because word had got round that Becky from the Scott Mills Show was stuck in the snow?
Because there were people in the cars with, small babies and, old people and stuff. So
you took food out of the mouths of small babies for yourself?
No, I said, I'm all right, I've got some crisps. Thank you very much.
I like it that she bought breadsticks, creating the feel of an Italian restaurant in your own car. Really nice.
It made everything better.
So
Che Cinquecento, the new restaurant from Fiat.
So it's our Christmas lunch tomorrow. Also, we're on air tomorrow morning, obviously, between 6:30 and 10, but we do have our lunch tomorrow.
I can't believe I'm missing actual David Guest.
I know! What are you doing? But I do know that your boyfriend, who, let's face it, can be a bit of a geek, is trying to arrange something so that we can speak to you in, really good quality.
He's messing about with loads of wires and stuff, and I'll sound like Chappers does when he goes to the cricket, which is, he's a scissor.
What, with the scissor sisters in the background?
Yeah.
So he is messing around with some wires. Is he pointing, loads of different satellite dishes in lots of directions, hoping for the best?
He's got some headphones on, and he keeps plugging stuff in, so I'm sure it'll be fine in a bit.
God, love him. See, if this actually works, and we manage to get you, from your house...
She'll never have to come in ever again.
You'll never come in again. I'm just in my house today.
That, it's a good thing.
Well, no, I'm just saying. It'd be I'm working from home again today. Is this actually going to work? I'll be amazed if it does.
Do you know what? I wanted you to come and rescue me in your helicopter, but then I realised you didn't have one.
I don't have one, no.
But all good TV presenters have helicopters.
Do they? Who?
Even Dr. Fox has got a helicopter.
Yeah. I tell you,
were you having a dig then?
Yeah, I said, next time this happens, Scott, can you get a helicopter?
No, you went, all good TV presenters have a helicopter, which I thought was a bit harsh.
Since when is Dr. Foxman a good TV? Anyway.
No.
You need to borrow Jedward's helicopter. They've got one.
That would have been amazing. Imagine that if I got rescued by them.
I don't think it's theirs.
How do you know they have a helicopter?
I know that actually it's a private jet because they have.
What?
So I've heard.
What, and they fly it themselves?
Yeah. No, they don't fly themselves. It's not theirs, but they have been known in recent weeks to actually fly places by private jet because they've had a lot of engagements. Seriously. Just something
well,
I heard.
All the X Factor judges as well. All of them could have come to rescue me in their individual planes.
Yes.
I think they'd rather stay stuck in the snow than get rescued by Jedward in a helicopter.
Okay, well, if we can speak to you from your house, that would be quite interesting. Tell him not to worry too much, though.
Yeah, no, if he has to do any more wires, I'll tell him to call it off, but if not, I'll speak to him in a bit.
All right, I'll speak to you in a minute, then.
Bye. Okay, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, you know, I leave my phone on when I'm sleeping because I'm scared of not getting up in the morning.
No, I didn't know that.
When we do this show.
Having never slept with you.
When we do this show. And no one normally texts or calls because they know that I'm doing Chris's show normally.
Right.
But my phone is set up to get emails, yes?
Yes.
And it also makes a bing noise when I get an email.
Right.
Who is the person at Amazon that decides to send you an email at 3 a.m. going, we've got more offers for you. You've still got time to buy before Christmas. Why not send it at, like, a decent time of day?
What,
is there someone
like,
there
like
at Amazon
midday,
or night?
1 o'clock?
Yeah. Is there someone there at 3 a.m. going, right, well, just tell them about the other offers that we've got.
I don't think they deliberately target you at 3 o'clock in the morning.
God. That was Chucky and Let the Bass Kick In, Miami Girl.
Scott Mills will be asleep. Let's send him an email.
Bing! And now it's time for Dear Scott. The Posh Radio 4 lady reads out your emails that you've been sending in, doing this every day this week up until Christmas Eve. Becky's snowed in her house, but because her boyfriend is a geek, has managed to speak to us from her spare room. Hello.
Hello.
I love it.
Can you just confirm something for us?
Go on.
That you do have clothes on your bottom half, because there are quite a few people. Well,
pants.
Pants, right. What?
Do you need me to go and put some tracksuit bottoms on?
Are you just in a hoodie and pants?
Yeah.
Right, if you could know.
If you could put some tracksuit bottoms on, that'd help.
Oh, God.
Okay, I'll just do the Dear Scott, so then I'll go.
Okay, right. Here's the first one.
Dear Scott, Chappers, Becky, the PR4L, and the one that doesn't speak.
Hello.
Whilst downloading your latest podcast, I thought I'd check out the Access All Areas webcams and wanted to know if one of the many courses that Becky has been on recently included one for typing.
Was there a typing course?
Nope, never done a typing course.
I was watching the live stream, and during Cheryl Cole's three words, Becky was frantically typing away at her laptop. Her fingers were such a blur that I can only assume she was searching for free cheese on the internet. Love the show, Mike, off of Who St. Werburg.
Who?
What?
I want to live there.
Who St. Werburg? you can type fast. Where did you learn that?
No, I didn't. I don't know. Maybe I'm always on the internet.
Oh, okay. you are a lot on the internet. Can you prove your typing skills to us now?
Okay.
What should we get her to type? Can you type in, where can I find free cheese? Now,
okay.
And we'll see how quickly
right,
you
here
do
we go.
It.
Go. Yeah.
I couldn't hear that at all.
I think I've got one of these stupid silent keyboards.
A silent keyboard?
Yeah.
God, you've got it all at your house.
Keys.
You've got your own first radio studio. You've got a silent keyboard. Whatever next?
It's not making a loud clicking noise. It's really annoying.
No, it really isn't.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, well, we'll just take your word for it. That didn't work. Now, you know, every so often you get a hoax email saying, forward this on or something really bad will happen to you, or send me some money. I get these a lot. I live in Nigeria. I am the president of Nigeria, actually, and I need some money now. Even though I am the president of Nigeria, please could you send me £100 and I will send you back £2 million in the next 2 weeks. Now, this one has been sent to us, forwarded on.
From Molly Harris. Subject, apparently I have to send this to you. I think it's true. Frowning smiley.
Okay, so we need to decide whether this is real or whether it's a hoax, okay?
Hi, this is Tara and John, the directors of MSN. Sorry for the interruption, but MSN is closing down.
I think it might be real at the moment, do you?
Do you?
This is because too many inconsiderate people are taking up all the names, e.g. making up lots of different accounts for just one person, etc. We only have 578 names left. If you would like to close your account, do not send this message on. If you would like to keep your account, then send this message to everyone on your contact list. This is no joke. We will be shutting down the servers. Send it on. Thanks.
Eek. What are you thinking?
Well, I'm not technological, but I'm thinking it could be false.
P.S. Whoever does not send this message, your account will be closed and it will cost you £10 a month to use. Send this to everyone on your contact list. Now you know what to do.
Right. What are you thinking, Becky?
I don't trust this at all.
No.
Anyways, once you've sent this message to at least 18 contacts, your MSN icon will become blue. Please copy and paste. Don't forward, because people won't read them.
No, I don't think... I don't think that's real.
No.
Come to think of it. But thanks for forwarding that on anyway, Molly. Next!
Hi, Scott. Hi. I am climbing Kilimanjaro next year for Asthma UK. Anyway, I'm holding a charity quiz night in March and would love it if you could set a question for me to read out on the night, as I'm looking at raising £6,000. So I know if I can read out a question from you, it really would give our night the wow factor. Keep up the good work. Cheers, Kenny.
OK, Kenny, what are you laughing at?
The wow factor line just made me snigger.
Becky, help me with a question.
Well, Becky doesn't provide the wow factor as much as you, I don't think.
No. Is it got to be a quiz question?
It's a quiz night. Oh,
that would help.
One quiz question from you is going to give the whole night wow factor.
Wow factor, yeah. Oh, I don't know. Who presents the afternoon show on Radio 1?
How much does Scott earn?
Hey, I'll put that one on. How much does Scott Mills earn?
And the answer is?
£586,000.
No, it is not, and you know it. God, I'm so bored of this joke. It's so 2 years ago.
Well, it's gone up, has it?
Next.
Hi there. Just to let you know that Stephen Fry said off of in his sign-off on QI tonight.
Yes.
So all those grammar angst people can shut up now. Faye.
Yes, Faye, I hear what you're saying. Listen to this.
Thanks to Phil, Sean, Lisa, Alan and me. And we'll leave you with this self-evident truth from James Hetfield, out of off of Metallica, who said,
yes!
It's all fun and games until someone loses an eye. Then it's fun and games that you can't see anymore. Thank you, good night.
Off of on actual QI.
Oh, see, that's how intelligent you are.
So stick that.
Out of off of Metallica.
Thank you very much to Stephen Fry, one of the most intelligent men in the UK, nay, the world, who said off of on QI. I'm impressed.
Out of off of Metallica.
You know how there's traffic problems this morning?
Yeah.
I don't think it's caused by the snow. I think it's caused by truckers swerving everywhere at the thought of Becky in just a hoodie and pants, judging by the text.
Okay,
can you
right.
stop it, please? She's like a sister to us.
She is like a sister, very much so.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Our guest today is David Guest. Hello.
Hello, Scott.
Welcome.
I want to tell you, I watched your series with David Hasselhoff. He's an old friend of mine.
Oh, yeah?
He and his wife, Pamela, used to go out with my ex-wife, the fighter, and myself in Hawaii, and I'm glad you told him not to call his daughters the Hoff Drops.
Yeah.
That's a little too much.
Yeah, I agree.
Very good. You did good on that.
Thank you so much.
You're very good.
It was, it was an interesting experience. Maybe we should do one.
We should.
Yeah?
Yes.
I could come and live in your house for a week.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
My maid, Vaginica, would kill you.
Was she?
Yeah.
Why?
Because she gets very active and you're young and she likes to stretch in the morning.
Okay, good. Maybe
anyway,
I'll...
I think you've just put him off there. I don't think you'll be seeing him around yours.
Maybe I'll pass on that. You were on Loose Women yesterday.
No, I'm on Today.
Oh, you're on Today. Oh,
yes.
That's wrong. Okay.
I'm on Today.
Well, I was going to say, because you actually survived that, but you haven't yet.
So. No, I haven't. But I love Sherry. She's absolutely crazy. And Sherry Hewson, she's on Come Dine With Me tonight.
Yes. I want to talk to you about this because this is one of my favorite shows on TV. and you're going on the celebrity one. Are you any good at cooking?
I think I got better. You know, I started to learn. My cousin Rita, she's been doing it for 30 years. When I was six years old.
Cooking?
Cooking.
Oh, good.
But what happened was I used to go to the Whirl. It's not the Wirral. It's the Whirl by Liverpool. And she would teach me about cooking from the time I was six because she's an expert cook. And we're putting out a cookbook called Cook with the Hook. And it's coming out in May, and it has all these recipes. I mean, we do an unbelievable, like, desserts. We do a spotted dick with a dried fruit in the shape of a huge banana. And women love this. I mean, it's a really a great, and men just can't have enough of it.
Yeah. Oh, it sounds amazing.
Yeah.
This show, Come Dine With Me, are you a fan of it? Because it's built up such a following, like the normal one. The people have these in their own houses now. They have Come Dine With Me parties.
Well, I'm a huge fan of it. I started watching it about 3 days before I went on.
Oh, right. Okay.
And it just moved me to tears. It's one of those great shows that you just can't resist. And when you see ours, it's four nutters, that are just absolutely mad. And I, on my day, which is the last day, they're greeted by the little people of Davidland who were on tour with me. I just did a tour of 24 cities. I played the Hammersmith Apollo, sold it out. And
these are people that follow you around?
They are in my show. They sing with me. Okay. I have the little people of Davidland, a gospel choir called the Gospelettos, a half-cousin who is black with a little bit of white in her. Her name is Sister Rosetta Hump, and she's about 29 stone. And when she serves, she goes, "Praise the Lord." And I go, "Praise Jesus." And then everybody's going, "Praise the Lord." And I sing on the show because in my live show, I did a tribute to my cousin Rita. The words are good, so I can say this. Okay. And I go, "My cousin Rita lives in Liverpool. We're near the Wirral. She taught school for £5,000 a year. She taught about the hemisphere." And then you all sing, "Hallelujah." Come on. "Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah." Okay.
Right. Great. Now, Becky, who works on the show, is in Reading today, snowed in.
Good
Hi,
time
Becky.
To bring her in, Scott.
I think so.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello there. You're right.
Yes, I'm so annoyed that I'm not there to meet you, David.
I know. She really wanted to meet you, David.
Hi. How are you? I really wanted to meet you. I've got your raisins right next to me.
My raisins?
Yeah, some of your raisins.
Some dried fruit on the desk.
Right. Ask David a question, please.
David, are you still shouting random stuff out of car windows when you drive past?
I do. I go, "Hello, how are you?" And I talk to everybody because I love the people. The UK's my home.
Right, so you'll be in a car and you'll just shout random stuff.
No, they usually wave at me or they start saying, "Hello, guestie." And I go, "Hello, where are you going?" And I talk to the people because, you know, these are the people that made you. They're your fans. They're people who watched you on I'm a Celebrity or the different shows. So I love people and I love getting to know them.
I think.
Oh, we should have come and seen you. We saw you on a train a few months ago and we were too scared to come and say hello.
Yeah, we were both on the train and we were like, "Oh, it's David Guest. We can't go
Why
and say
didn't
hello.
You come and say hello?
We should have, really, shouldn't we, in hindsight. Any other thing you want to ask, Becky? I know you've got a lot to say.
Yeah, you know your hair, David. You know, yes, you colour it in with eyeshadow. What colour do you use? Because I'm losing my hair and I need to get it sorted out.
It's bright red. It's called Red Rouge. And I'm going through puberty at my age. I can do whatever I blank and want. So I decided to become a redhead because I hang around in Camden with all the rock and rollers and in East London. And I'm a very bad boy.
So you've got a big red thing going on in your head now.
Yeah, somebody said in the paper it looked like a bad carpet. But carpets, if you clean the carpet, it would look very good. They didn't realize that.
Who do you hang out with now, then? Who are your friends? I read that Liam Gallagher you hang out with sometimes.
Sometimes Liam Howlett. I had dinner Saturday with Sarah Harding. We partied Amazing. Till 4 in the morning. Yeah. She is fabulous.
Yeah, she can party. We like her.
Yeah.
Pete Doherty,
and he just got out of jail last night.
Yeah. Have you seen him yet?
No, I haven't seen him. But I spoke to his manager, Andy, who's a very close friend of mine.
Okay. Carrie Katona? Is that still on?
I haven't seen her in a while. I think she's going through a real bad spell. And, you know, I don't like to put somebody down when they're going through all that because, you know, there's a bright side. She can only go up from where she is now, and hopefully she'll find herself and realize that she's got to take care of her kids and do the things necessary to survive. And sometimes when you go through the toughest times, the great times ahead will be really bright for her. So I only wish her well.
Cool. Now, I know that you're about to... Is this right? You're about to release some unseen footage of Michael Jackson and an interview with him as well.
Yeah. In my live tour, I showed about 5 minutes of the real Michael. He talks like a man, like, okay, David, I want to do this now.
Yeah, you're saying his voice is different to what we would know.
Yeah. It doesn't talk, hi. It never in his whole life, and I've known him nearly 40 years, did he ever talk like that. I mean, he could use the F word when he wanted to. That's focaccia, because I'm on the BBC, and I've been told to behave myself.
Behave, guestie.
But, you know, Scott's invited me many times. I'm very glad to be here.
No problem.
Thank you very much.
So this video that you've got, the videos of Michael, are they from your own personal videos, stuff that you've shot over the years of knowing him?
Yeah, this was a 30-minute interview between the two of us, and I've got footage with us with Elizabeth Taylor, Sophia Loren, Whitney Houston, and it really shows him in a different light. It's called Michael Jackson, My Best Friend, and you'll see a lot of unseen footage from the show that was on last night on Channel 5 called Michael Jackson 30th Anniversary Celebration, all the outtakes that never made it, some great stuff. I'm really excited.
Right. And, I mean, with the Michael Jackson thing, I know you were good friends with him for years. Did you realize that when what happened, that he was in quite a bad place? Did you know about that, or did you have no idea?
I obviously knew about it. You know, if you're best friends with somebody for over 30 years, almost 40, you pretty much know what they're going through. It all changed with the fire, that Pepsi fire. When he got that hole in the top of his head and was in so much pain, there's nothing you can do to get rid of it but take pills or drink. It's unfortunate. I'm not saying that it's right, but the pain was so devastating. And anybody who's been through a head concussion knows what it's like.
Okay. We need to talk about, we were talking about this the other day, the Michael Jackson live seance.
Yeah.
Now, what was that all about?
Why?
Why, David?
I thought it was quite funny. my favorite
not
part
wrong.
Of it, my favorite part was when, what's the girl who hosted with me?
June
Sarpong.
Sarpong, great girl, great looking. We were sitting there and we did the first part of it, and then they go, and now we're going to Derek Acor, and he goes, I've got him! And we were on the floor. We were almost peeing in our pants. We go, well, this is the end of our careers. And we were laughing so hard. He goes, say hello to Quincy Jones! And I started laughing because Michael and Quincy weren't real close towards the end. So right. I was on the floor. I was almost peeing. There were puddles starting, and June started having puddles. And I really wanted to get near June, but she's got 5 boyfriends now. She's trying to pick one. I could have been the 6th.
Damn it. Do you not think, because he was your friend, though, do you not do something like that and think, oh, I feel really bad on Michael now? Because it was quite bad.
But it was so funny that I knew he'd have a laugh. Because Michael had a great sense of humor. When we would go places, one of the great things that we did as kids is we'd walk into an antique store and I'd go, do you have any Scott Mills Lakaka paintings? And the guy would go, I just sold the last one for £48,000. And I go, no. And Michael would go, no, you got to get another one. He goes, impossible. They're so hard to find. And we'd walk out and he'd go, I'll never buy from that dealer anything. And we loved to put people on, or he'd get on the phone. He loved to pick up the phone and dial a number and go, hello, Rachel? And she goes, no, it's not Rachel. He goes, Rachel, I know it's you. Tell the kids I'll be home soon. And then he hang up and he call back. He goes, Rachel, anybody? And she goes, it's not Rachel. And he played these outlandish jokes on people. He wasn't like the guy that you saw. He was very funny, very sharp. And I remember going to Disneyland to see Captain EO. And I'd never seen Captain EO. And he did the moonwalk. And I looked at him as we went out. I said, you know, you're really good. And he goes, you're just figuring it out? So that night, we went back to my house in Palm Springs, and he showed me how to do it on the kitchen. I was making some pasta. And
moonwalking at the same time.
And I fell right into the pasta trying to do it. And that was the end of it. And we had to go.
It's almost
we
been went a big vat of pasta, David.
Yeah, we went to Denny's. We went to this 198-pound restaurant, and people were coming up. It was very funny.
You've got a lot of good stories.
I do.
Right, let's talk about something nice like Christmas.
Okay.
What are you doing?
For Christmas, I'm staying in London. I'm having a party for about 40 people, and it's going to be very nice. I'm having a turkey made, and I'm cooking some of the stuff. And I'm having a bunch of friends over.
Okay, who are your friends who are coming over?
I can't say because they wouldn't want me to say it, but they're well known.
Okay, who then?
I can't.
Yeah, you can. You can tell us a couple.
No.
It's not like you to keep it a secret.
No, it is. No.
You used to hold massive parties, right, back in the day?
I used to hold parties in my living room in New York, and I would have entertained in my house Whitney Houston, the Four Tops, Ashford and Simpson, the Doobie Brothers, Pink made her first appearance in my house when This Is It came out, The Wicked came out. She sang Peace of My Heart, the Janis Joplin tune, in my house. And everybody used to perform there, Michael Jackson. And I'd have these massive parties in New York. And my neighbor was Liam Neeson. And he would come, and John Bon Jovi lived in the building, Howard Stern. And I'd give parties about every 2 months with a concert, and people would have dinner. It was incredible.
Wow. Okay. David Guest is with us. We're going to play Muse, bit of music, and back with you in a second. This is Uprising.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Podcast.
We're here at Radio 1. Becky snowed in her house, but because her boyfriend is amazing, he's managed to get us some kind of weird satellite link up. Hello.
Hello from Reading.
Wow. Hello, Reading.
You don't sound that excited.
I was on Eurovision then.
Now, I was telling you earlier about this brand new film, which is going to be out March next year, called Hot Tub Time Machine. And it's the kind of film I am interested in because it's just such a simple idea. And if films get too complicated, I don't know about you chappers, I just lose the
interest. Struggle?
Not only do I struggle, I get bored.
Right.
But you know where you are with Hot Tub Time Machine.
Must be some kind of Hot Tub Time Machine.
You don't even really need to see it to know what's going to happen. Some blokes get in a hot tub, get transported back in time.
Hot Tub Time Machine.
Could I text you later?
Wait, what?
Are you online at all?
I have no idea what you're saying.
How do I get a hold of you?
Come find me.
That just sounds exhausting.
See, what's happening there is all the crazy 80s people that are there, they don't understand text or online because it didn't exist in 1986.
I'll take your word for it.
Hot Tub Time Machine.
See, brilliant idea. Such a simple idea. Now, from hearing those bits, you probably know what the film's going to be about, don't you? Pretty much?
Yes.
Okay. And I think that's the key to a great film. If it can be summed up in a few seconds, that's the kind of film I want to see.
Okay.
Now, at the moment on the internet, there are some people who've been doing this for us. They've condensed some of the best films ever made into 5 seconds.
Okay.
Because sometimes they can be long, can't they? Sometimes up to 2 hours long, films.
Yeah, sometimes longer, you know.
And that's... Really?
Yeah.
And that's
a long
time.
Do you start to nod off, then?
I just get bored. So, I've got a few clips here of the films that have been squashed into 5 seconds. You ready for this, Becky?
Mm-hmm.
Just got to tell me what the film is, okay?
Oh, yeah, let Becky do it. God, don't test my film knowledge.
Okay, so here's the first one. What film is this in 5 seconds?
No idea.
And again?
Home Alone?
No.
Bambi?
No.
I thought you were shouting Timber. Freedom.
Is it Gladiator?
No.
Freedom, Shawshank Redemption.
No. I bet loads of people on the text will get it.
Hang on.
It's...
Really hard.
I'll come back to that in a minute. Right?
All right.
I'll come back to it and let's see if any of our listeners get it. Next one. What's this in 5 seconds?
Don't cross the streams. Why? It would be bad.
What do you mean bad? Right. That's bad.
Any idea?
Ice Age 2?
Oh, my God.
I was going to say...
Don't cross the streams. Why? It would be bad.
What do you mean bad? Right, that's bad.
Speed.
No. We really aren't good on films on this show, are we?
Oh, the first one was Braveheart.
Braveheart.
Yes, it was
How
Braveheart.
Do you know? Can you see the text?
Yeah.
Right, hang on a second.
How could you see the text?
Because it's been sorted for me as well.
You're joking me.
No, it's good. I've got a special login.
So in your home studio, not only can you speak to us like you were here, but you've also got the Radio 1 tech system in your spare room.
Yeah.
How?
Is that allowed? I'm not sure that's allowed.
I don't think it is.
Braveheart, you...
Sound out. Sign out.
Braveheart, you English twits. with the odd vowel chose.
Thanks
How
so much,
dare
man.
They? Freedom! Second one was, I think the second one was Ghostbusters.
Don't cross the streams. Why? It would be bad.
What do you mean bad? Right, that's bad.
Perfect for people like me that get bored easily in films. That was Ghostbusters.
Thank
in
you
five
very much.
Seconds. You'll get this one probably.
But this ship can't sink.
There you go, I've got
Titanic.
Titanic, congratulations, in 5 seconds.
But this ship can't sink.
We should make our own ones, I think. Radio 1
Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
It is nearly 9 o'clock on Radio 1. I just see you having a leaf through the papers there.
Yes, I am.
Peter Andre.
He's a friend of mine.
Yes.
And it says that he and Alex, the cross-dresser, and Dane Bowers are going into Celebrity Big Brother, but I don't buy it.
No?
No. It's I can't see the three of them in there together. I mean, you know, it makes great copy, but that would be like having David Guest and Liza Minnelli in Celebrity Big Brother. The ratings would go up. And
that's a brilliant idea.
Oh, no. They should have thought of it.
I know. You think Liza would be up for it?
No. She just has a lawsuit she just lost.
Okay, good. Becky's still here. Hi, Becky.
Hello.
Are you enjoying the David Guest?
I'm loving it.
Yeah, me too. Let me ask you about this other thing you're on, apart from Come Dine With Me. It's All Star Impressions.
Yeah, it's ITV's All Star Impressions.
Is this like Stars in Their Eyes, where you come out some doors and there's some smoke?
There's no smoke, but yeah, there is smoke.
Oh, there is
I
smoke.
Take that back.
It's the same.
I play Tom Jones, and backing me up is Les Dennis and JLS, and I sing It's Not Unusual, and I saw it on The Breakfast Show. I was on there yesterday morning, and when I looked at myself, I thought, holy focaccia, this is absolutely horrendous. But I will say that it's a great show, and I just got into the guy that produced it, Bob Mortimer.
Right.
He's brilliant. I've been watching his tapes and everything of him and Vic Reeves.
Yeah.
I didn't know who he was when I met him, but he was like...
Oh, they're brilliant.
Oh, he is unbelievable. I have so much respect for him now. I wish I could tell him. So if you're listening, you're brilliant. But his timing was just great, and those skits they did were fabulous.
Now, so let me get this right. You're Tom Jones on this impression show.
I go, it's not unusual to be mad at anyone. I'm hoarse this morning.
Yeah.
Have you got auto-tune on the show?
Auto-tune?
Yeah, you know, where it makes your voice go, and tunes you up?
No, I sing in key on the show.
Oh, okay.
This is 8 in the morning.
And Les Dennis is your backing singer.
My backing singers?
Les Dennis?
And
JLS.
And three others. Don't ask me. And JLS, they go, whoa, whoa, whoa. You know, it was very funny. Right. And it's the close of the show. I've been busy, and I got my MTV special on.
I know. David Guest's Top 40 Christmas Crackers.
It's on almost every day for 4 hours.
Yeah, I know. It's
hours.
Always on. Yeah, yeah.
So it's been a busy, real busy month, and I'm just finishing my tour. We filmed the whole tour that I did, and it's coming out next year. It's called David Gets My Life, and it has The Temptations with the real lead singer, Benny King, Percy Sledge, Denise Williams, Dorothy Moore. It has Russell Tompkins Jr. and the Stylistics. It has 18 Peebo Bryson soul legends.
Oh, excellent. Oh, that sounds really good. Excellent. One more thing. Can I ask you about your surgery?
Yeah. Stupid.
Really? Because as time goes on, I'm thinking that I might need the knife, David.
No, you don't. After you did that with David Hasselhoff, you're okay.
Right, okay.
I think you realized who you are.
But so you wouldn't advise it at all, would you?
No, stupid, idiotic. Be happy with who you are.
But what made you do it?
I think at the time, I was so heavy. I was about 225 pounds. I don't know how many stone that is. And I remember I was out to lunch with a client I represented, Burt Bacharach, and Jerry Moss of A&M Records. He was the M of A&M. And I was like 24, and they were like 40 or 38. And I thought, they look younger than I do. And I was handling Al Green at the time and the Doobie Brothers and all these. What's so funny?
Sorry, I don't know these people. I thought I should
laugh. Al Green sang Let's Stay Together.
Yeah.
Burt Bacharach wrote Close to You, mm-hmm. The Look of Love. He did an album with Elvis Costello. And the Doobie Brothers had listened to the music, Long Train Running. And in those days, all of them, you know, they're all still legends. And what happened was I just realized I thought I should do it because Michael had just done it with his nose. And then I realized that this surgeon just wanted to keep doing more and more to make money. And
well, so he's like, oh, you've had your nose done, now come and do your eyes.
Yeah, well, it wasn't the eye. I never did the eyes. There was nothing wrong. But I remember putting in a cleft chin. I'm thinking, why do you need the cleft chin? Do you really care?
Because you can.
You know, but then I thought it's great if you have a cigarette and you're holding two, you could put one in there.
Right. Because there was a thing a while ago, but a lot of the papers were saying that you blamed Michael Jackson
for
your surgery.
No, that was, they took it out of context.
Yeah.
Like they always do. And then I put out a release saying, I was the idiot, not him. He never said, you have to do this. He said, you should, because it will be great. But it wasn't he that went and did it. Michael was always supportive. When he had all his surgeries, you know, he stayed at my house. I took care of him. And I remember one time we had no food in the house. And so his mother and LaToya, we were starving, went and brought food. And they brought it back in styrofoam containers. And we told LaToya to heat it up. She put it in the microwave and it turned into little balls of styrofoam. The sandwich, the pasta, it all disintegrated. She didn't know you can't put styrofoam in the microwave. And we had waited 2 hours, and then they had to go back 2 hours to get it again.
Bless.
And Mrs. Jackson said, LaToya, I've had it with you.
You can't use a microwave.
Yes.
David, thank you very much for coming in today. We've got a lot of your fans on the text. People saying, keep him on for the whole hour until 10 o'clock. But we can't. We've got to play some music. But good luck with the show tonight. I'll be watching. Come dine with me. Good luck as Tom Jones on Boxing Day on ITV1, and also your VH1 and MTV shows as well, and also the Michael Jackson thing coming up. So there's a lot happening.
Thank
for you,
you for having me, Scott. It's
Thank
been
you,
really an honour.
Thank you. David Guest, everybody, on Radio 1.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Me and Chappers are here. Becky is having a snow day. She's been snowed in. But thanks to her amazing boyfriend, who this morning got up super early and made her a radio studio, she can still speak to us. Hello.
Hello.
You're in your spare room now, right?
Yep. Someone's made a snowman, which is amazing.
In Reading?
Yep.
And what, in your spare room?
No, not in my spare room, outside in the garden.
Can you just set the scene for us a little bit? Like, what's in your spare room? What are the walls like?
They're just white because we rent, so we're not allowed to do anything to them.
Any pictures up?
No.
Just check in, because that's actually not allowed, is it?
No, it's not, especially not blue tack.
I was trying to catch her out there.
You're not allowed to put pictures up?
No, you're not meant to put anything on the walls, are you?
I'm not allowed either, no.
Hey!
No, you're not allowed.
That's not right.
They don't like you putting pictures up.
Well, tough.
My landlord's nicer than yours, though. He lets me talk after 10 o'clock at night.
Oh, I'm not allowed to do that now.
No.
I got a formal email about it yesterday. After the woman poured a bucket of water on my head the other night because I was talking loud outside my flat. We've now got a strict 11 p.m. curfew every night.
I don't think they can enforce that.
No. Have you got a double bed in there?
No, there's no bed in here.
Oh.
What happens when you have a row then? Where does one of you go and sleep?
Sofa?
Oh, right, okay.
We never have any.
Right.
That never happens. Okay. So just a radio studio in there.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. You're so geeky. I love it. All right. Should we play What's Occurring?
Yes, please.
Let's do it.
Oh, what's occurring?
Some of the best of the year. Oh, what's occurring starts now on Radio 1.
Oh, what's occurring?
Right, see if you remember this first one.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know the one that doesn't speak?
Yeah.
We learnt this year that he is a fan of everything Brazilian.
Oh,
Remember this?
Yes, this is amazing.
He loves Brazilian football. He loves Brazilian food. He loves the Brazilian language.
Yes.
But...
That's Portuguese, isn't it?
My question to you... How many questions about Brazil could the one that doesn't speak answer in 1 minute while getting a Brazilian?
None, I think.
Chapa says none. Becky?
One. Can I just ask, has it grown back yet? Because about 3 months afterwards it still hadn't.
I know. That section of his leg was very bald. Is it back now? Oh, it's back. Good.
Oh, good. Yeah, no one, I'm saying.
Okay. Chapa says none. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's the one that doesn't speak answering questions about Brazil while having a Brazilian...
The one that doesn't speak is currently on a stretcher. Hi, one that doesn't speak.
Hello, Scott.
Have you ever done this kind of thing before?
Never.
Okay, he has got his trousers off, and the nice lady here is going to wax you. It's wax distraction. How many questions can you get right while you're being waxed?
Poke it.
Let's find out.
Does this hurt at all?
Apparently it's fine. Ah, the wax is coming. What is Gisele Buchanan in the Guinness Book of Records for?
Oh, God. Going out with Leonardo DiCaprio.
No, she's the world's richest supermodel. What is Ronaldinho's nickname in Brazil?
Dave?
Gaucho. What are the colours of the Brazilian flag?
Yellow and blue and green.
Correct. The official language of Brazil is A, Spanish, B, Portuguese, C, Italian, or D, Brazilian.
It's Portuguese. Oh, God! That side's more sensitive for me.
Which river flows through Brazil?
The Amazon!
Yes. And that is wax distraction. Well done, one that doesn't speak.
Thank you, Scott.
You now have one bald leg.
Jesus, look at that! Oh my, thanks for that.
You got two right.
You got three right, actually.
Three right. That's what I meant. He got three
judging
right.
By the rather put-out way, he's just put three fingers up at me. He's adamant he got three right.
So Becky gets that point.
Oh! What's occurring?
Now, do you remember this year? It was all about the 3D. Channel 4 did their 3D week. Everything was in 3D, even the Queen. Avatar is on at selected cinemas at the moment in 3D. Now, Ian, who sometimes works on the show... took a pair of 3D glasses onto Stupid Street, got six people to try them on, giving them the chance to see in 3D all the time. Obviously, you can see in 3D all the time without the aid of these glasses, but would they know that on Stupid Street? How many of them out of six would like to wear them all the time so they could see in 3D constantly?
Four, I think.
Chapa says four. Becky?
Six.
The whole six people?
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
So we gave six people on Stupid Street 3D glasses and asked them, would you like to see like this all the time?
So I've got some 3D glasses here. Just put them on for me for a second. Can you see in 3D now?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah? So you look very cool.
It's really weird. I feel like I'm drunk.
Do you like seeing in 3D?
No.
You've now got the 3D glasses on. How does that feel, to see the world in 3D?
Do you know what? It doesn't feel very good at all. I find it quite hard to see things.
So you don't want to see the world in 3D?
Well, not really. Absolutely not.
So if someone said to you, right, you can have a procedure where you can see the world in 3D, what would you say to them?
I'd say, no thank you. Absolutely not.
How does it feel now to be able to see in 3D?
Amazing.
And if you could have an operation just so you could see in 3D, would you do that?
Yep, definitely.
Yeah?
Because it's colourful and pretty.
You've now got the glasses on. Uh-huh. How does it feel to see the world in 3D?
All I just see is red and blue.
Is it worth wearing those glasses all the time just to see the world in 3D?
You're just going to miss out on like the beautiful colours like grey, brown, black.
The benefit, of course, of wearing those is that you can see in 3D.
What is 3D?
Seeing the world in 3D with those glasses on, just tell me exactly how it feels.
Like, I want to take them off.
If someone said you could have an operation so you always saw the world in 3D, what would you do?
I wouldn't be that happy about it.
No?
No, not really.
You prefer normal vision?
Yeah.
As opposed to 3D vision?
Yeah, it's more like real world.
How does it feel to be able to see in 3D?
I don't know. It's too 3D.
You can have too much of a good thing.
Too 3D.
Oh, it's just too 3D for me, I'm afraid. Wow. I lost count then.
I think one, it was
just,
maybe?
Just the one, I think. So Chappers gets that point. Go on.
Oh! What's occurring?
Last one. Best of Oh, What's Occurring, 2009. Do you remember when Matt Fincham from The Chris Moore Show was looking for a new house and you, Becky, called him up pretending to be an estate agent?
Because it was annoying me so much. He was basically on the phone to estate agents all day, every day.
Yeah. So we thought we'd give him a call. My question to you, how long would Matt Fincham stay on the phone to Becky pretending to be an estate agent?
55 seconds.
Becky?
2 minutes. I think he was desperate by this point.
Yeah, he was running out of time, wasn't he? Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Matt Fincham was looking for a new house, so estate agent Becky gave him a bit of a ring.
Hello?
Matt?
Hello?
Matt, it's Good Will Hunting from in Clapham.
It's who, sorry?
It's Will from in Clapham. The estate agents. I've got something you'll be interested in. It's just
really?
Come on the market today, yes.
What is it?
It's a very bijou apartmentet. It's a four-bedroom size house in a very well sought-after area in Clapham.
Who did you say you work for again?
Will.
Okay.
The only problem, Matt, which I've got to warn you about, is the dog.
The dog?
Yes, it's in a conservation area in Clapham. It's very sought after, and unfortunately the dog has to stay. But you haven't got any allergies or anything, have you? Didn't write that on the form. The previous tenant was Tinchy Striper.
Pardon?
I'm sorry, Mr. Fenton. How do you spell your surname again? Is it...
It's...
Go on.
It's F-I-N-C-H-A-M for Matt.
Oh, I've got Fenton. Did you say... Sorry, did you say F for flange or S for supermarket own brand?
It's... F for Foxtrot.
Sorry, I've had enough of the phonetic alphabet. Can you just give me your credit card details and PIN so we can go ahead with the rental?
Sure,
it's a big long number across the front.
Wow, 1:40. Oh, who do I give the point to? Becky, isn't it? Oh, do I? Yeah, 1:40.
Yes.
There we are. Thanks very much.
Conversation with yourself.
Yeah. Do I know? That's like two people. Becky wins today's Oh, What's Occurring? Let me know your scores. Well remembered. 81199.
Oh!
The Scott Mills Daily.
Why did you leave me halfway through?
Because I really couldn't be bothered.
Why?
Well, I just... Do you know there are some people that, you just don't take to? And I would hazard a guess that he's... I mean, I'm fairly sure the feeling is mutual, but, you know... I mean, and I just couldn't cope with any more Doobie Brothers anecdotes. So, you know.
Weren't feeling that, no?
And you made me delay my morning poo for that as well.
Oh.
Sorry. Did you enjoy it,
and
Becky?
There is also quite a sadistic part of me that likes seeing you in those situations, interviewing them on your own.
Yeah, thanks. I noticed your absence. Did you enjoy it, Becky?
It's one of those things which you can't switch off because you just want to know, like, what on earth he's going to say next and whether you're going to get into trouble for it.
Even though you have no idea who he's actually talking about.
I didn't have a clue about any of those people. He's, like, naming them as if they're in the charts. Oh, I was like, who are they?
When you started laughing, that did.
What's so funny?
I was giggling to myself in the live lines then.
What is a doobie brother? Do you know what I mean? It's like...
Anyway, that was David Guest. Let's play some more music, I think. Radio 1 Podcast. And now it's time for Dear Scott, where the posh Radio 4 lady reads out the stuff that you really want to know from us this week. First one.
Dear Scott, Chappers, Becky and PR4L.
Hi.
My wife and I are two of your devoted podcast listeners from Iowa in the US. We're expecting our first child in the next month. We're expecting a boy and are trying to select a middle name for him. We have thought about Scott, Mark and even Chappers, but none seem right.
No.
What name would you suggest? Thanks, Ted Nellison.
Doobie.
I think Doobie.
Put Doobie in there in the middle, with an IE, if you please. And that's a great middle name right there. Mm. There you are, that's easy, wasn't it? I do like Scott, though, as a middle name.
Do you?
Yeah.
Not as a first name.
I'm quite happy with my name.
Right.
Next.
Hello, Scott, Becky, Chappers, TOTDS and the PR4L. You and Becky put me in a very awkward situation this weekend.
Right. Okay, yes?
I was listening to your podcast on the train. It was the one with the talking in the ear game. I was just looking around the train when I accidentally made eye contact with the very odd-looking man sitting opposite me. Just as my eye caught his, Becky said, "I hope you like what you see," and I burst out in laughter. The man then continued to stare at me for the rest of the 30-minute journey. Thanks. Keep the laughs coming. Connor, Stockport.
Thank you, Connor in Stockport. We do get a lot of emails from people saying that they have the podcast on, you know, in the gym or whatever a lot, and then there's a kind of, where they fall off a treadmill laughing, etc. Mm. It's quite dangerous at times, so just be careful when you're listening to the podcast, because we can't actually be held responsible for that. Thank you. Next.
Hi, Scott. Loving the show, as always. I've been searching the internet all day for good wallpapers and screensavers. At the minute, I've settled for a bra and knickers picture of Mylene Klass. I just wondered if I could find a wallpaper of Becky, similarly attired. I've been single for a while now, as you've probably guessed. Regards, Lee in Penzance.
There's no shots of you available like that, are there?
No. Not that I'm aware of, no.
What we would have done if Becky wasn't snowed in and wasn't at her house was we would have taken a picture for you and sent it to you on email. But because she's snowed in...
Hmm? Yeah, we would, yeah.
Yeah, we would.
Yeah.
But we can do bra and knickers if you want.
Yeah, I'll
Me
do
and
it
you.
If you want, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so we'll send you a picture of us in bra and knickers. It's on the way on your email. Thanks very much for that. Next.
Hello. I'm Ashley White from California.
Hello.
I've been listening to your show for about a month now, and I love it. There is never a dull moment. There is just one thing. I don't understand what that woman is saying in one portion of your show.
What, Becky?
Probably.
What's the curry? What's the curdick? I don't understand what she is saying. Thanks and bye.
Thanks and bye. What's occurring? That's what it is. We get a lot of emails about this as well from people who enjoy the podcast abroad but don't understand what that woman is saying when we do...
What's the curry? What's the curdick? I don't understand what she is saying.
It's, oh, what's occurring? It's Welsh. Send me an email with anything else you want to know. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.